If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank, member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers in Lincoln. And Steve Schindler's off this week, but he is in Creighton, Nebraska. You can always stop by that location as well. Shindaddy.
Yes, they're very, they'd be very glad to have you stop by. But Shindaddy is out. He's not there. He's on vacation. He's got family in town. He's got his sons. All his sons are there. And he is in vacation mode, and he deserves that because he works two jobs with the banking and then all the what his events are daily. That's two full-time jobs.
Oh, God.
Yes, he should be getting like 8 weeks minimum vacation a year.
Well, that's a lot.
It's a lot, but he should.
Yeah.
Should be getting that.
Steve Schindler.
Shindaddy. He'll be back on Monday.
Yeah, I almost forget that his name is Steve. Sometimes because we
it's
never
like
call
him. Just Shindaddy.
Yeah, we never call him Steve.
No, we don't.
Steve Schindler is who we're talking about. Steve.
Shindaddy. Thank you to Midwest Bank and Shindaddy for always sponsoring.
And having that stone building.
It is beautiful.
Yes.
It is. It's stately.
And you have seen this at least once or twice now, Sip, finally? Because you hadn't seen it for a while.
Yeah, I saw it.
70th Street is complete mayhem.
84th is closed.
It's shut down. So 70th.
What's the deal with 84th?
Oh, it's 70th.
It's horrible.
It's insane.
It's horrible.
It's insane. It is like 70th.
You have to drive.
I dealt with it yesterday a little bit, and I about lost my mind. It is bumper to bumper for the entire. It goes for 8 miles like that all the way.
It doesn't matter what time.
Doesn't matter.
Is that right?
It's horrible,
and it's because 84th is shut down.
Right.
Largely.
Yes. I might go back at 10 a.m. Oh, I got to wait for a bunch of traffic at 10 in the morning at 70th Street.
Well, okay. Well,
because 84th is blocked off.
We always try to inform people. Just be mindful of that. That 70th is packed right now because 84th. Some of 84th is shut down on the south side. On the south side, 84th is usually a go-to because you can roll on 84th.
You can go pretty good.
You can cruise in 84th.
Not right now. Nothing. No. Shut down.
It's like Superior. Superior is like the Autobahn. You ever noticed that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can go 80 on that.
27th to 14th.
80.
See, anyway, we're trying to help people.
We do that.
Yeah.
And so does Shindaddy Midwest Bank. Thank you.
Thanks
for sponsoring Hour 2, of course. 402-464-5685. Call or text as always. So the BTN bus tour came through Nebraska yesterday. No Jerry DiNardo. It was just Howard Griffin and Dave Revson, apparently.
Those guys are great, but I love seeing DiNardo there.
It was Dave Revson
and Howard Griffith who stopped by Nebraska yesterday.
He was a running back in Illinois, Howard Griffith.
And you called him RB at media days because he always forgets.
Howard Griffith
knows your name, and you call them "What's up, RB" to his face.
Wow, I mean, you guys are really hard on me on that. If you think about it, I mean, he might think, "Oh God, he remembers when I played. He remembers that I was a player."
I don't think so.
He knows that I was an RB. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
That'll be to be determined.
Okay. All right. So they said a lot.
They did.
Yeah, Revson and
let's
Howard.
Hear.
Well, I don't have audio for you. I've got a couple things that we can play from. They talked to Marcus Satterfield. They talked to Gabe Irvin. They sat down with him at one point.
Down with Irvin.
Yes, they had.
And Satterfield.
They had a couple quotes from those guys. Now, Howard Griffith on the broadcast says, there's something brewing here regarding Nebraska football. Howard Griffith says he's impressed by Raiola. He says, quote, on Dylan Raiola, quote, he is as good as advertised, in my opinion. Since he's been here since the spring, there's been nothing but rave reviews about him. Are there going to be some growing pains? There will be there, too. They will have those. But when I watched him work it today, you talk about being able to throw with different positions with the arm. He's as good as the guys that are out there. End quote. Yeah. Howard Griffith on Dylan Raiola.
Yeah, he likes Raiola. It's hard not to. I mean, again, we'll see. We'll see when it's live. But yeah, everything, he's done a good job. I mean, he's done such a good job. Did I say this on the air? Did I say this on this show? He's done such a good job that I don't think the head coach needs to really make a grand announcement about who's the starter. It's been very convenient for Rule in that the competition has evolved organically, as has the conversation. So there's really, wouldn't it be odd if you saw a headline on Husker Online, Rule names Raiola starting quarterback? Oh, really? Yeah, no. Wow.
What
breaking
a surprise.
News. Yeah, what a surprise that is. He could just drop it in conversation and be okay, right? Yeah, Dylan will start. And that would be it.
You guys still might write an article about that, though.
I guess. I don't know. Anyway, he doesn't. The point is, he's done such a good job, Dylan, that you don't, and it's become so evident, you know, they have an open practice, he's with the ones, we see him over there, he's obviously the first string quarterback when it's the open media portion, everybody knows what's going on now. So there doesn't need to be an elaborate announcement. What else did
you regarding see? That room in general, not just Raiola, but Daniel Kalen, Harburg, Howard Griffith says this quote on that room. It's outstanding. This is probably one of the most talented quarterback rooms that we're going to see as far as the 14 teams because we're not going out west to the four new teams.
I'm glad Howard said that. I thought the same when I watched him. I love that room. I know it. Now, listen, I know you can poke holes in it. Well, there's two true freshmen, Sip. I'm just saying I like the way they look, and I like the mix. They have two true freshmen. They also have Gramstad now, who's an old head, and Heinrich, who's an old head. And it's a good-looking room. Like, those two freshmen are good-looking players. They're big dude. You know, I like big quarterbacks. They're big, strong, look like Big Ten guys. Like, when they're out there, it's – you're like, oh, that's a good quarterback group. Good looking. Dylan's a big, strong kid.
Absolutely.
Kalen's a big, strong kid. Heinrich is one of the best looking players on the team. You're like, whoa, that guy's a quarterback? Gramstad adds a little.
They were looking for some potential packages with Harburg because he's not going to start. And they didn't see anything in practice yesterday, but they expect to see some sort of packages with Harburg.
That's great. It's a conversation I can't stand.
You love that. Yeah. Big fan of that, Sip.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed they're not going to the West Coast. They said they're not going to USC, UCLA, Washington, or Oregon.
I'm okay with them not driving a bus out there, but just get on a plane.
Kind of goes.
It's a big time. I mean, that's a big, those teams coming in is a big deal.
You want to see them on BTN.
Oregon's ranked second in the country. That's a big deal.
Yeah, the runners up from last year in Washington. I want to see them.
I will tell you that it's interesting that they're not going.
It's USC. USC.
But you can't take a bus.
I get that, but just hop on a plane.
Right.
Two of the schools are only like 20 miles apart from each other.
I hate to bash it because it's a big trip. I'm disappointed that they're not going out to the West Coast.
It makes no sense. It really doesn't.
It's kind of interesting.
One of the biggest stories is the four new teams. It's a huge story. The conversation, 100. The conversation about the travel, the conversation about coming into a new league. I mean, everything about it is that Washington was in the national championship game. Oregon's ranked second. USC has as much star. I mean, conversation. And UCLA's got a brand.
It's Lincoln Riley.
UCLA has a brand new coach.
Yep.
And also those two schools were only, like I said, 15, 20 miles apart.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, well, we got to go there. Then we got to get another plane. No, you don't. Take an Uber over to the other school.
Or, you know, you could fly out there and then do a little West Coast bus tour.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Right.
Okay.
Let's
get something
get a
correct. Thank you, text line.
Oh, God.
Okay.
What? So, God. Oh, God.
Did we not?
No.
Oh,
so
God.
Dave Revson and Howard Griffith will not themselves get to the West Coast. Apparently, BTN has been out there. Thank you.
Okay. So we jumped on a bandwagon there, something that we were correct about.
And egg on face.
Yeah.
We asked why was Jerry DiNardo not in Lincoln. Well, he was apparently in Oregon last night after the Oscar show. All right. So he's clear. Jerry's clear. Thank you. Listen, I wasn't able to watch this live.
I don't think I'm really part of this. I don't think I'm.
You're fine.
Where's Heyman when we need
to break from the
what
song?
What about that house on South 56?
Where Chris Christopherson stayed. Heyman, chime back in on that.
I know where that was at. The exact address. Listen, I didn't watch it. I'm sorry. I saw some highlights of this. I read the write-up about it. I didn't have time to watch it. I'm sorry I didn't know that
they're
on the West Coast. But
you guys told me during the break they weren't going to the
Howard
West Coast.
Howard and Dave did not go to the West Coast, apparently. But I guess Jerry DiNardo and others did go to the West Coast.
Okay, so they're out there. They've gone out there. But they were in Nebraska yesterday. It doesn't seem as big when Jerry's not here.
I agree with that.
You know?
Jerry's got to be here.
Yeah. I mean, he has that former coach credibility.
And I like talked to him when he was there. I'd always talk to him about LSU and just the humidity. That was our conversation. Just what it was like. Just like, it would be like, it was unbelievable. You can't imagine what it was like going to camp at
LSU. That's what you talk about.
It was tough. Yeah, you couldn't. When you walked off the field as a coach, your shoes squished. It was that. It was, and that was just as a coach. When you would get back inside, and when you'd walk inside, and the AC would hit you, it would freak you out because you would just get like the chills because you were just, I mean, beyond drenched. I mean, it was like. I mean, seriously.
I get it.
The trainers are coming to the coaches like, "Are you hydrating? Are you okay?" But it was something. So we always talked about that.
Interesting. Interesting. He also talked about the defense, Howard did. And he says a lot of the things that Howard said are stuff that we say a lot, which is it's an interesting defense because there's no real stars. But he said, and I read it too, Jake, that you can cycle a lot of players through there that are good players. I mean, it's a pretty deep defense. And the strength is up front, you know, and that's good. That's where you want it.
I was looking at a CBS Sports. They had their top two preseason teams. Nebraska, of course, had nobody on. Iowa had two players on the preseason team. All-American.
Yeah.
Jay Higgins.
All-Americans, not all Big Ten.
All-Americans.
All-Americans. I wouldn't expect Nebraska to have an All-American.
They had, I believe it was Sebastian Castro, defensive back.
He's a safety.
And Jay Higgins, the linebacker. Yeah, first team All-American.
Yeah. Castro's a freak. And yeah, Higgins.
And Jay Higgins.
Yeah. Well, Iowa's got, I mean, it's one of the best defenses in the country for sure. The question is, can Nebraska be as good as Iowa's defense? Now, the secondary question is, can Nebraska's defense be as good as Iowa's without that kind of star power? And the third question would be,
how many questions do you have?
Maybe.
Keep going for questions.
Maybe does Nebraska have somebody that could rise to the level of, okay, not a preseason All-American, but what matters more as a postseason All-American. Do they have a guy or two that could rise to that level? There are some candidates there. I mean, you just wonder about Nash. Can he go to that level? Can Ty Robinson go to that level? Could Tommy Hill go to that level? There's some guys that probably have that potential. But I don't know. You can still be a really good defense without stars, but boy, it puts you over the top if you have a Sue. Move on.
That helps.
Really helps.
Breaking news. Yeah. It does help to have a Dominic and Sue on your team.
But it's informative. The discussion is informative because it doesn't have that pop, that like Levante David pop. You know, I would even say Randy Gregory. You know, Gregory was a freak. When you watched the game, you're like, geez, who's that dude on the edge? You know, they don't have that guy, you know. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep,
where you can just naked eye, watch three plays. God, they're slanting their protection towards that guy every play. They have to.
Walk us through that, Steve. Walk us through how the offense is.
I just know because Bo used to tell me that all the time. Yeah. Well, they have to slant their protection to him. Yeah, I get it.
You're right. Okay.
What if I tried to? Like they have to have maybe a running back stay in, Chip.
Maybe Chip, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe have the tight end on his side.
Yeah.
And
the keep going.
Bill's maybe that tackle's got to be a little more mindful.
Yeah, keep going.
Mindful. Excuse me, on this play, be mindful of the really good player to the left. I was thinking as I lined up, I was very mindful.
You need to be mindful.
Be mindful. The guy that lines up over the top of me is the best in the country. Be mindful of that.
Be a little more mindful than you.
Yes.
All right, hash holes.
Final take. This is the final takeaway from Howard Griffith and Dave Revson. Revson says, it was an impressive practice. I think that they've improved a lot. I said this at the top. I'm going to reiterate this. I think there's a different vibe here. They are ready to win. You get the sense here that everyone believes that. Howard Griffith said, quote, on Matt Rhule, last year he was doing a lot more coaching, just trying to get people to understand what the expectation was. This year we didn't see as much of that, so that tells me that the buy-in has been there.
Yeah, I think they can work on more pure football stuff now. Once you get everything established culture-wise, now you can be more mindful of things that are more to do with winning, you know, just football elements, pure football elements. I do think that's a factor. We'll see, though. I mean, you got to block and tackle, and your special teams better be good. You know, if they can get special teams going with a really good defense, take pressure off the offense a little bit. Yeah, they should be in business.
John says, can Sip break down the speed option for us, please?
No. I could, maybe.
I just want Bill to smile.
You got to slant that protection, Bill. Yeah. Play some cover two, quarter, half.
Week three invert.
Yeah. Let's get
strong,
that going.
Strong three rotation.
There's your update.
You got to slant your protection. I heard that a lot when Randy was here. Everybody's got to slant their protection. It's not just Randy. I mean, it has an impact on everybody.
Thanks.
There's your BTN Buster update. Before we get to break, Ernie's in Ceresco. The sale goes through Sunday.
What's the sale called? This Sunday.
It's the Ernie's Has Gone Bananas sale, and that can get you some great deals.
Bananas.
Like the best pricing of the season. 60-month interest-free financing.
60 months.
Up to $750 off appliance packages. And, of course, Sip, don't forget this. Free ice cream on Sundays, including the final day, the 18th. Sunday.
There's always popcorn. There's always popcorn. When you walk in, you get a bag of popcorn right away. Just kind of mill around. It makes you feel happy. The smell is remarkable when you come in.
It's interesting.
Talk to Tyler. Tell him you want the Bill Bush ticket discount, and you'll get up to 20% off. Yeah, up to 20% off on certain items.
Tyler.
Tyler.
Not Ty. Yeah. Tyler.
But like I said, every item that we own in our house is from them. That tells you.
Really?
Every item.
The polar bear.
We need the polar bear. We have six of them. But every item that we have, and like I said, everything we buy, their service is so good, and the delivery guys are incredible. You'll never go anyplace else. Yeah, once you make the trip out to Ceresco.
This is Ceresco, not Creed. It's Ceresco. Yeah,
I get that wrong the other day.
And then there is the convenience store right across the highway there. Is incredible, and get the meatloaf sandwich.
Yeah, I'm not getting the meatloaf sandwich, but it is a good store. I've been there.
It's a great store.
Don't like meatloaf.
They have Valentino's. They have meatloaf sandwich. I'm telling you, the meatloaf sandwich.
They have Val's there?
They have Val's there.
They do have Val's there.
It's really good. I've never drive by it. That's my stop.
That's my stop.
Thank you.
I stop there a lot.
Go Bananas.
Ernie's Has Gone Bananas sale through Sunday. Big deals in Ceresco. Stop on by. And be like Bill, have everything in your house be from Ernie's in Ceresco.
Everything.
Why not?
Just ask for the discounts.
Floor mats?
What's that? Floor mats? They have it all. Ask for Tyler or Dean.
When we come back, Bill's Thrills on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.